Welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. Happy New Year 2022! Thank you for joining me for the first episode of 2022. If you were listening to this episode, then we made it to a brand new year. I love a new year. A new year to me signifies a rebirth, a fresh start, and an opportunity to do better and be better. I always see myself as a work in progress because I'm open to learning and trying new things. And to me, a new year is another opportunity to do just that. Some people cringe or dislike the whole new year, new me saying. And to that I say, I can see why, because sometimes we want to do better, but old habits die hard. But there's nothing wrong with aspiring to be an improved and better version of yourself. Following on from this new year rebirth notion, today's episode is titled New Year, Fitter You. We are a fitness podcast, so of course we have to make this New Year Better You Fitness Edition. Getting fitter and healthier is arguably one of the most popular New Year's resolutions people set for themselves. I often wonder if it's because people let go and are merry during the festive season, or it's because the New Year is an opportunity to reset, or both. Whatever your reasons for wanting to get fit, let me start by saying well done. You're off to a good start for taking the decision to be a fitter and healthier you. It's great to want to be fitter and healthier, but the issue with New Year's resolutions is not so much setting them, it's more about knowing the steps you need to take to ensure that you keep those resolutions and not forget them by the end of January. You're listening to the right girl and are subscribed, I hope, to the right podcast, because I am here to share some tips on how to stay on track with those goals. Today is the 6th of January 2022, so I will be sharing 6 tips on how to stay on track with your fitness goals. Tip number 1, set realistic goals. It is great to be ambitious and have huge fitness goals you want to accomplish, but are they realistic? Don't go in too hard too soon or you will lose momentum. A common reason why people fall off track is that they set themselves unrealistic goals which they cannot meet and then get disheartened and give up. Ensure that your fitness goal is SMART. That is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. For more tips on setting your fitness goals, listen to Season 1, Episode 4 of the podcast, where I give a full breakdown and discuss fitness goals and consistency. Tip number 2, create a routine. Creating a routine allows you to have structure and a program to focus on. Having structure helps create discipline. An example of creating a good routine would be to look at your schedule, decide how many days in your week you can set aside to get active, and then break it down further by allocating a set number of minutes you can give to exercising and so on. This creates a fitness action plan and breaks down those goals you set in tip number 1, making you one step closer to staying on track with that New Year Fitter You resolution you set. Tip number 3, create room for flexibility. Allowing room for flexibility, and I don't mean doing the splits, is one of the ways I have sustainably and continually achieved my fitness goals and stayed on track for almost a year and a half now. I have always loved fitness, joined a few gyms and enjoyed fitness classes, spin, Zumba, aqua aerobics, you name it. But in the past, my fitness, or at least my gym relationship, was very start and stop, because I did not create room for life to happen. And you know things happen. A change in circumstances, e.g. moving home, gym closing down, and globally, in the last nearly 2 years, a pandemic lockdown can throw you off your lovely routine you designed in tip number 2. Before you know it, you forgot about your fitness goals and we're back to square one. This is why being flexible is important. Having a plan B and maybe a C to help you stay on track is necessary. If you cannot make it to the gym, exercise at home. Go for a jog or a run. Get those steps in, get moving, get active. Don't let a change in circumstances make you lose focus. Create room for fitness by being flexible. Tip number 4, be open to trying new things. If you're not already in love with fitness and you're trying to cultivate fit habits in the new year, one of the things that would help you stick with your goals is to be open to trying new things. I've had lots of conversations with people who want to get active but cannot seem to get started, and a lot of those conversations start with, "I don't like this," "I can't do that," or "it's not my thing," fums. Well, how do you know how you truly feel about any style of fitness if you haven't tried it, and I mean giving it a good try? Open-mindedness is key to staying on track with your New Year Fitter You resolution. Even if you're a creature of habits and enjoy training, allow room to try something different. Try a fitness class or something else outside of your normal routine. It keeps things interesting, challenges your body to move in a different way, and prevents monotony and boredom, which is another reason why people fall off track. So don't make fitness boring or repetitive chore. Be open to trying new things. Tip number 5. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Comparison is the thief of joy. When you compare yourself to other people, especially those who seem to be achieving their fitness goals and making it look easy. P.S. It's never easy. It's easy to get disheartened and not appreciate your own journey. Yes, be inspired and be motivated by others by all means, but do not compare yourself to anyone else. It's a slippery slope you don't want to be on. Everyone's path and journey is different. You most likely have no idea what they have going on or what drives them. In addition, your body composition is different. We all respond differently to training, and your body is uniquely yours, so why on earth would you want to look like or be like anyone else? A big part of this fitness journey you're on requires you to keep your eyes on the prize, which is you. You are the prize. Stay focused, stay in your lane, and forget about everyone else and what they're doing. You're doing awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back, will ya? Tip number 6. Don't forget to enjoy yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously so you look uncoordinated in that boxing class or you nearly fell over trying to lift 10 kg dumbbells. It's not the end of the world. Everyone starts somewhere. Pat yourself on the back for the wins that you make and don't be too hard on yourself if you're struggling. You only get better if you don't quit. You're amazing. Well done for making a commitment to yourself to be better. Let's smash it in 2022 and get these gains. We've got this. Woo! How is everyone feeling? There you have it. 6 lovely tips to get you going this new year. And I'm actually excited to see and be a part of your fitness journey. I want to hear more from you all. So if you listen on Spotify, there's an interactive Q&A feature where you can share your thoughts on the episode-related question. The question for this week is, what are your fitness goals for this year and how do you plan to achieve them? Share them with me. I love when I receive messages from you telling me about your progress. It really does motivate me and inspires me to keep going. If you listen to this podcast on another platform, FOMS Fitness Tips is an all-inclusive podcast. I do not want you to feel left out of this Q&A party, okay? So you can actually leave a voice message, which is even more exciting, to let me know your thoughts. A link to do that is in the episode notes or the description. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you. Right. All of this talk of fitness goals and gains got me pumped and excited, making me want to get moving and active, don't you? Well, I've got you covered as I introduce the super fun, entertaining and active part of the show. You know what's coming. It's Exercise of the Week. Woohoo! In this segment, I pick an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least twice before our next episode. Without further ado, the exercise of the week for the very first episode of 2022 is, drumroll, Arnold Press. Shoulders, baby. Kill him with the shoulders, kill him with the shoulders. That's an actual song by Snoop Dogg and Little Duval. It's hilarious. Check this out. Okay, let's get back to it, shall we? Fun fact, today's exercise of the week, Arnold's Press, is a shoulder press exercise created by the Austrian-American actor, former governor of California, and of course, former professional bodybuilder, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, that guy, the Terminator. I'll be back. We're starting the new year with a bang with the Arnold Press, which works your front, side, and rear deltoids. Disclaimer, please do not do this exercise if you suffer with any form of shoulder injury. Listen to your body. You will need a pair of dumbbells to perform this exercise. You already know, no equipment, no excuses. If you haven't got any dumbbells, use some water bottles or two tins of beans or anything else you can find as suitable. You can also do this exercise by either sitting or standing. Here are your instructions. Hold a pair of weights in front of your shoulders with your palm facing your body. It should look like the top portion of a bicep curl. In one fluid motion, raise the dumbbells and rotate the palms of your hands to face forward and keep lifting until your hands are extended straight above you. Pause and then reverse the move straight back to the starting position and repeat. Voila! You've just done an Arnold press. Now, for those not familiar with this exercise, I'll admit, when I was a beginner, it did take a while to get the fluidity of the Arnie correct. So be patient with yourself. With practice, you will get better. Repeat the exercise for 3 sets of 10 repetitions, taking a 4 to 5 second break after each set. Choose your weights wisely. Focus on your form and get those gains. I promise, you won't regret it. Thank you all so much for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. I appreciate all my amazing FOMS Fitness friends wherever you're listening worldwide. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth and on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about FOMS Fitness Tips. It's always great to hear feedback on how you found today's episode, and you can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. I know! How cool is that, right? Don't be shy. Leave me a message. Tell me where you're listening from. Tell me if you've done the exercise of the week. I want to know. The link to leave a voice message is in the podcast description box wherever you listen to FOMS Fitness Tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at Fums Fitness and tag me in your stories. That really helps get more people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com. See you in 2 weeks for another episode of Fums Fitness Tips Podcast. Bye.